Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
A letter writer to the Irish Times today has described how a train journey from Dublin to Mayo left her irritated and disappointed. Why? Well, it was the way in which young people were talking. She describes hearing a number of younger people, late teens to middle 20s, mainly women, she says, speaking in accents that were low and creaky, with a tendency towards rising intonation, making sentences sound like questions. The letter writer goes on to say that it's disappointing to hear that the Kardashian influence goes beyond enhanced eyebrows. And she asks, is there a linguist out there who might tell us why this is a trend? Well, Fergal Murphy is a lecturer in linguistics in UCD and joins us now to answer that very question. Fergal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Like, thanks, like.
This is something, it's something we've all noticed, isn't it? I mean, are people literally keeping up with the Kardashians?
I think probably the first thing ever written was someone writing, kids today can't spell. This is just another iteration of an age-old thing, that they don't do it the way we did it. They're all wrong. Now, so that's the one thing. Now, when you listen, like that person talking about young people on a train or a bus, if young people are out and about on a train or a bus, they are going to shout and scream at each other and try to assert dominance and establish relationships. Like that is not the language they use normally. It's language when they're free of authority, when they're screaming at each other, they're full of testosterone and all kinds of other things. And so it's not like they could, if they wanted to, talk very calmly and seriously about philosophical issues.
But 'tis the way they speak, Fergal, like. 'Tis the way they speak nowadays.
Oh, just not, not, boy.
But listen to this,
it's not,
right?
It's not the way, and it's not the way you spoke. Your parents complained about your language now, and look at you.
I head
presenter on
pardon.
RTE, the voice of RTE.
Holy God.
Okay, well,
so there's...
indeed, indeed. Yeah.
Fergal, there's the accent and then there's also the words being used. And what about the use of the word like? Let's just have a listen to Kim Kardashian using the word here.
You know, even season one, we were like, all right, let's just like give it our all. I had to like beg the whole family to be in it because they didn't even want to do it. And Courtney was like, I really don't want to do it. So fine, I'll just show everything because I don't care what anyone thinks about me. But then she actually gave so much of herself because she genuinely doesn't care what anyone thinks about her.
Sorry. Oh, look, and you know what? We've got a text from somebody, and I have to say I agree with them. I hate this judgmentalism about other people's accents or
exactly.
Americanisms. Oh, you agree with them too, Fergal? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a question. Someone trying to get a linguist to answer a question no linguist wants to answer because they don't see it that way. But if you notice on the Kardashian like there, she was using the quotative like. So she was saying, he was like, I'm not going to do it. And that's just a way of showing I am quoting. Like I'm saying, I just did it. I am saying what the person said.
Mm.
So it's not a Corkman saying like.
I suppose it is completely different how a Corkman would use it, or a Corkwoman. That is relatively recent, though, the use of the word like, isn't it? Because I remember speaking of how our parents react to it. My experience, which is clearly wrong by the sounds of the noises that you're making there. But when I was, say, teenager and Friends was out, that's when I became aware of the use of the word like. And I remember my parents and my parents' generation saying, why do you keep using the word like? And it being a big thing then.
Yeah, it's interesting what you said. You said when Friends was out, you noticed it. And that's exactly, it was there, you didn't notice it. So you saw this other thing, Friends, and then suddenly you started seeing that in the language around you. It had always been there, right? You know, in your lifetime, but you didn't notice it. And it may have become a bit more pronounced, but often this is what happens. People see something for the first time that's been there for a long time because something else has prompted them to notice it.
Are we losing
something,
though?
And then they complain.
Though? Are we losing something? If we lose our regional accents, I know my father could claim that he could tell which county in Ireland somebody came from years ago in London based on their accent, but now he says he couldn't.
Brendan Behan used to say he could tell which street in Dublin you were from by your accent. Yeah, and again, there's a couple of things. So there's a geographic accent, right? And then But even in a town where, you know, this is the accent of this town, you'll notice the lawyer speaks differently to the man at the petrol station who speaks differently to the barman. You know, there will be variations also based on, say, status in society that will transcend the geographic, or age that will transcend the geographic. So it's always a mixture of a whole bunch of things together rather than just the geographic accent.
Right. Can I don't know if that text about judging the accent was addressed to me. It's not. It's not judgment. It's simply observation.
I don't know. I think you're a bit judgy on this.
Well, that's your judgment.
It started
with the letter in the Irish Times, which we're talking about. A person here says by text, it started with Friends, the TV
show. That's what I'm saying.
It was there before.
Come on, Sir Fergal. Come on, Sir.
Well, listen, I'll tell you actually, Cormac, your problem is you have no riz.
Oh, I think you're right. I was about to bring this up, Fergal.
Ohio
right. Toilet. Skibbity.
It's the brat summer is over, guys. Get over
yes.
it.
Yes. But so no, this is... things, sorry, just for people who might not understand what you're talking about. So the riz and Ohio Toilet Skibbity Sigma is what all kids... like are saying now, and it's an entirely different language. Riz
this
being
week,
one of those
they're saying
words
it this week,
but that wasn't there before. So that is evolution, as opposed to us just noticing it.
Actually, what's interesting is the evolution is the rate of change. So before, groups would change words to identify themselves as separate, say to their parents. Obviously, you don't want to talk like your parents. And this took place over a span of time. Mm. And this span of time is getting shorter and shorter, because what's happening is now you try to say riz to your teenage kids. So they're going to go, well, we're not using that word anymore. It's gone. So it's so last week. And you move on. So the rate, the response is now much faster. So you're seeing it much more, that it's like 1 week, it's this, then the next week. And so, and you think you're being cool, but now you're just embarrassing because you're using their language.
I think you're right that it was always there. I remember emerging from Connemara to college in Dublin, and a Cork fella said to me, I got a buzzer for the bure boy. And I absolutely had no idea what he was on about. So it's always been there, you say.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and rates of change have happened. And there's, but the other thing that's always been there is middle-aged people complaining about teenagers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So whatever they do, it's not good. And they don't have proper grammar, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. But every code, every register of language, you know, whatever age you're speaking, can deal with exactly the same kind of topics. It's just that on the bus, the teenagers aren't going to be discussing philosophy. Oh. But later on, when they get to the bus stop, they might discuss philosophy, and then it'll be a different register using again.
I'm being a bit judgy myself here, but what the sigma, Fergal, really.
Adrian, let's all judge. Adrian says, lads, the Dart accent preceded Friends. And James and Carlo says, the London in it does my head in. There you go. We're all turning on each other now. Fergal Murphy, lecturer in linguistics in UCD. Thank you very much.